How do you say goodbye to a friend? That's what Bixby Alexander Tam, known to everyone as Bat, was thinking about, sitting with Baby Cakes, the class rabbit, in the pen at the back of Mr. Grayson's class. It was the first Monday in June. In 4 days, the school year would end, and Bat would have to say goodbye. Right now, he let his eyes go sort of blurry, and he concentrated on the way Baby Cakes' fluffy white fur felt between his fingers, the reassuring softness of it. He could feel Baby Cakes breathing in and out. He could see Baby Cakes' body expand and contract with each breath. Baby Cakes was content, sitting in the small diamond of space between Bat's crisscrossed legs. The rabbit trusted Bat. The rabbit knew that Bat would never hurt her. Outside of the pen, the classroom was quiet. Bat had wanted to get to school early this morning, so it was just him and Baby Cakes, and of course, Mr. Grayson. There was Mr. Grayson sitting behind his desk. He wasn't grading papers or writing notes about the day or doing anything as far as Bat could tell. He was just sitting there, his elbows on his desk, his chin resting on the palms of his hands, watching Bat and Baby Cakes. His arms wore an assortment of colorful bracelets, and he had an orange bandana wrapped around his right wrist. Bat looked back down at the rabbit. He wondered how long Baby Cakes would be comfortable sitting right there, just like that, if nothing came along to interrupt them. Eventually, Baby Cakes would get hungry or would have to go to the bathroom. Eventually, she would have to move. But Bat wished that they could stay just like that, with Baby Cakes tucked into the hollow of his lap, with Mr. Grayson peacefully watching them. "Are you sure you won't reconsider?" Mr. Grayson asked. Bat was quiet. He knew what Mr. Grayson was talking about. Just 5 minutes earlier, he had asked Bat if he would like to bring Baby Cakes home for the summer and take care of her until school started again in the fall. Under normal circumstances, there would have been only one answer for a question like that. Yes. But circumstances weren't that simple. Not anymore. Not since Bat had become the caretaker of Thor, the orphaned skunk kit his mom had rescued and brought home until he was ready to be released into the wild. "I already asked your mom, and she said it would be okay with her," Mr. Grayson said. Even though Bat loved Baby Cakes, and even though he would love to have Baby Cakes live at his house all summer long, with him and his mom and his older sister Janie and Thor the skunk kit, he shook his head. "Thor needs me," he said, "and I don't know if I can be the best skunk caretaker and the best rabbit caretaker at the same time." Mr. Grayson pushed back his chair and stood. Bat heard the familiar squeak of Mr. Grayson's high-top sneakers as he walked to the back of the classroom, and he knew, when the squeaking stopped, that Mr. Grayson was near the rabbit pen, even though Bat was once again staring down with blurry eyes at Baby Cakes' soft white fluff. Mr. Grayson knelt down so that he was right next to Bat, just on the other side of the pen. "Bat," he said, "you know summer is almost here, and pretty soon it's going to be time to release Thor. And I thought, well, your mom and I both thought that maybe having Baby Cakes around could help make it easier for you when the time comes to say goodbye." There was that word again, the same one Bat had been thinking about. Goodbye. Bat didn't mean to make a sound. He knew how important it was to be quiet and still if he didn't want Baby Cakes to hop away. But the sound came out anyway, kind of high-pitched and loud, like a chirp, but sadder. and Baby Cakes twitched her ears and jolted away in one swift hop,